This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I love the phrase radical abundance, too. That's just, of course, we all want to step into that. It sounds amazing. What a great imagery. But tell us, what is actual radical abundance? What does it mean and why is it important?
Well, I think it's important because, you know, one of the things that I'm often quoted saying is that radical abundance and prosperity, they're both, in my perspective and experience, a mindset. So in other words, they're a place to come from, not a place to get to. And we know that the universe, you know, all systems involved, and we can get into real complexity here, but, you know, like, you know, there's the law of attractions, like attracts like. So when I think of radical abundance, I'm really talking about having a meaningful life of joy and prosperity that is not in any way linked to your circumstances in your life. And that doesn't mean it's some airy-fairy magical thinking. That would be a very early stage approach to life. What it means is that there's a level of contentment in whatever I'm doing and where I am that is really kind of absent comparison to others, which is really a challenge today when we look at, you know, the vanity numbers that we're all chasing. But it's grounded in passion and purpose and intentionality in such a way that, you know, I love what I'm doing. And even when I have days that are down for whatever reason, I still have this sense of abundance in my life. And the radical piece to me has to do with really examining where you put your time and money, because I believe that it indicates what you value most, you know, and particularly in terms of our relationships.
So are we getting our wires crossed sometimes? I mean, I've seen so many entrepreneurs and successful people that are also feeling like they're robbed of joy, or they're looking for satisfaction and meaning sometimes, and there seems to be a void. Is there a correlation between that type of personality?
Well, I think the culture today, you know, we're all feeling that pressure to do more and have more and do it quicker and faster. You know, that's part of it. The downside of the amazing things that we're enjoying with technology. And so when I talk about comparison, I know that's one that I battle because I want to do so much, but then I have to remember, and you and I've had this conversation, you know, I'm not a content marketer, for example. The work that I do is more of a deeper spiritual level, and I have to do content marketing to get my message out there. But then I'm constantly having to evaluate, you know, what are you doing and why? Because it's easy for me to get caught up in the chase as well.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to join my new free webinar on the 5 crisis points in marketing. This value-packed webinar will help you become a better marketer. Spaces are limited, so reserve your spot now at marketingstrategywebinar.net. Gain an edge by managing the common pitfalls and ensure you are getting optimal results from your marketing campaigns. That is marketingstrategywebinar.net.